This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
All right, what are we talking about? How you had diarrhea for the last 2 days?
Yeah, let's get into that. That's what people want.
I'd prefer not to. We made it 2 seconds into the podcast before Melissa dropped a D-bomb.
You were dropping D-bombs all this
all
week.
All right. Whoa. Against my will.
You were, though.
Apparently there's a stomach bug going around Chicago. Have you missed news? Have you seen this in any of your news headlines?
Yeah, but that's always going around. Oh. But you've got a young kid, so when young kids go to daycares and preschools and things like
daycares
that, they bring home
literally
everything.
Just cesspools of disease.
Our friends who take their daughter to daycare are sick every other week.
I was never sick before having a kid. I was never sick.
The best birth control is watching your friends with kids.
I would
get sick every single
Dude,
week.
I would get
like,
sick
Jesus.
Once a year. It was like an annual thing. Okay, once a year. And then okay, that was my yearly sickness. Now I'm back to full health. Let's go. And lately it's been absurd. And like stomach issues too. Like I never have stomach issues. I threw up on the campus of Midway Airport.
You did?
Yeah, you remember that story?
Oh, that's right.
I shared that story, didn't I?
I don't remember this story.
Oh, great story. Buckle up.
I'm here, my man.
So my wife's flying home from a work trip. She's in Nashville.
And boy, are her arms tired.
Okay.
Sorry, keep going.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
Oldest joke in the book.
It's pretty bad if Mel's calling you out for an old joke.
It's because she was going to steal it, and she's just upset that I took it. Keep going.
Mel probably would have said it, yeah.
She would have said it like 5 minutes from now.
So Meredith was on a business trip. She lands in Nashville, and mm-hmm. she's in an Uber going to, I think, either the hotel or like to their first meeting or something. And she was not feeling well at all, feeling very nauseous. And like, Meredith gets car sick very easily, so she's texting me and she's like, I do not feel well. I feel very sick. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, how much of this is just her being, no offense. And I'll say this to her face, a little over dramatic. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she said, she's like, the next text I got was apparently she got so sick, she made the Uber pull over. She gets out, she opens up the door, and she throws up right there on the side of the street with her coworker in the car.
Oh, that's an interesting spin.
Yeah. So she's like, so her coworker, who I guess is like technically her boss, was like, you need to go home right now. You need to fly home. Find the next flight out and fly home. So Mare's like, hey, I'm coming home tonight. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I was like, do you need me to pick you up from the airport? She was like, I would like you to, just because, you know, I would rather be in the car with you rather than an Uber, because an Uber will probably make me even more sick. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, well, what time do you land? And then she tells me the time she lands, and I was like, I was literally, she goes, she actually left it up to me, because it's your call, but I would prefer you to come pick me up. And I was like, okay, well, Kyle asked me to do his podcast. Can you just find an Uber? She's like, fine, I'll find an Uber. She's on the flight. She sends me a text from the flight, and she says, actually, I need you to come pick me up. I'm not going to make it home. This flight is making me even more sick. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw up in an Uber. Mm. I need you to come pick me up.
Okay.
And I was like, I already agreed to do this podcast. I've been prepping for it. And she's like getting mad. She's like, please, just come. And her phone, it wasn't even texting me. Her phone died. She was emailing me. She was emailing me because her phone died. Without emailing back, I'm just like, all right, fine. I'm going to go pick her up, because I'm not going to leave my wife high and dry, right? I'm going to go do it. But I did not email her back. So I drive. I drive to the airport, and I'm there right when her flight lands. I get there right on time. And on the drive to the airport, I start feeling nauseous.
Oof.
And I'll say this. What is it? Is it the it's not the Kennedy. Is it Eisenhower that leads out to Midway?
The Stevenson.
The Stevenson. Thank you. I knew a traffic girl would come through for me. The Stevenson, pretty flat, wouldn't you say? Pretty flat?
For the most part. Yeah.
Yeah, you realize how hilly the Stevenson is when you are nauseous. Every single bump or uphill or downhill made me feel just even more and more sick. I was going, no joke, on the Stevenson, 55 miles per hour the entire time, because I could not, no joke, like pun not intended, could not stomach it. So I'm getting off at Cicero, right?
That's correct.
And I'm getting off, and I'm going down the hill at Cicero.
I'm just confirming as a traffic, as an ex-traffic reporter.
I'm glad we have a driver.
It probably could have been quicker if you went a couple miles
you're
fine.
Like, there's backup. So you went
the dummy route. Yeah. You want to go the real route, but whatever. Keep going.
I'm going down the off-ramp at Cicero, and that's a steep off-ramp. I'm going down, and I'm feeling it. I'm like, oh my gosh. And you know how like when you're about to throw up?
Please stop. I know what you're, yeah.
Your mouth starts to watering. Salivate.
Yeah.
And I can feel that. I can feel my mouth start, and I'm like, oh no. And I keep in mind, I have not thrown up in 11 years. I have not thrown, and I'm like, I'm not about to end that streak tonight. I'm going to be strong. I'm going to fight this one off. And I know it's like, everyone's like, yeah, but if you throw up, don't you feel better? Yes.
Temporarily.
But I am too prideful. I am too stubborn. I am not about to let this throw up win. And I get down, and I at Cicero Avenue, there's like a homeless guy, and he's walking the line, you know, holding sign. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this poor homeless man is going to see me open my door, and I'm just going to throw up at his feet. And that's going to be the biggest jerk move ever. Luckily, I was able to hold it in, and I start driving again. But starting driving again, that makes it, that makes the motions in the ocean start tossing back and forth, makes me more sick. So I make the slowest turn, and I start driving.
All right, let's get to it.
Somehow. No, this whole story.
He had 2 days of not talking on the radio.
I know.
So he's got to make up for it.
I got to make up for it, you guys. All right?
I figured this would be like a, I picked Mare up, we weren't feeling great, I threw up story, not a...
So
when Mare was born...
All right, get this. So I make it to Midway.
Okay.
And I'm just, I don't know how, by God's good graces, I made it there. And I get off and I get to the arrivals. And Mare's phone's dead. So I'm like, I just got to keep a keen eye out for her. But I'm sure, you know, she'll meet me out here. I'll see her. I drive, Don't see her. Okay, maybe I'm early. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm early. Make a lap around, which is like each lap is about a good.
It could be 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
To make a like one full lap around Midway, like with traffic and everything.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wouldn't think it would be that long.
But. Yeah, no, I mean, if you were just driving it, it would be like 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. But with traffic, 10, 15 minutes. So I make one lap. Still don't see her. Okay, I'm emailing her now.
Yeah.
Please, please, I'm out here. Where are you? Where are you? Make a lap around. Nothing. Third lap. I'd be lying if I didn't say I made 9 straight laps.
Jesus.
Okay? Did not see her. Did not see her at all. On that 10th lap, something came over me and I was like, I can't do it. I can't. I have to get out. So I pull over. Kennedy's in the back seat of the car, too, by the way. I had to wake her up. I forgot that part. I had to wake her up and put her in the car. She's napping in the back seat. I pull over the side of the car, and I'm not joking you, just christened Midway Airport with my internal fluids.
Gross. What a weird, gross way to describe it.
Gross.
And it was, internal and it's just fluids. Right there. Midway is technically mine now. I own that property now. And I just went right there and I was like, oh. And I had this like meaty pasta and like leftover pizza.
Can we change the gosh darn subject? Holy crap.
So that was just, that didn't even have time to digest.
Done. Melissa, how's Porter doing? And is he great?
So then I get back in the car.
I need to hear the end of the story.
I cannot hear this.
Meld in. I got her. Hook, line, and sinker. Anyone who's grossed out would have turned the podcast off.
Yeah, this is going to be our lowest listen to podcast.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. People are still with us. You're the real ones.
I don't even think I'm with them. I don't even think I'm a real one.
Yeah, Kyle turned off the podcast, and he's in the podcast.
I just keep
That's
going.
That's the wild thing about it. So I get back in the car, and I pull in, and I make one more lap around. And all of a sudden, my phone rings, and it's Meredith. And I'm like, oh, this, okay, maybe she charged her phone inside or something, and she's looking for me. She goes, hey, where are you? And I was like, I'm circling the airport. She goes, what? I go, where are you? She goes, I'm at home. I go, you're joking me right now. She goes, and it was one of those things where it's like, in like marriage, like, you know, when you have an argument won from the very first line.
Mm-hmm.
And this was like, this was one that I knew, like, she felt instantly bad for.
Well, because the last thing she said to you in an email was that you had to pick her up.
Yeah, right. And so I did. But I guess, and to her credit, which I will never give her this credit because I can always hold this over her.
And luckily she stopped listening like 3 minutes ago.
Yeah, so. There's no way she made it through this podcast.
Or 30.
Or 40 episodes ago. So I did not email her back that I was coming. But I thought that was implied. I'm her husband. I'm not gonna leave her out to dry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go out of my way for her. So I didn't, but she goes, I took a cab home. I was like, you've got to be joking me right now.
Hmm. Sounds like a game we should play on the morning show.
Yeah, right. I go, Meredith, I just threw up at Midway. I'm nauseous.
Oh, yeah.
You're nauseous. We're all nauseous now. And now you've had me drive out and make 15 laps around Midway for nothing. She goes, I'm so sorry. She goes, I didn't think you were coming. And then I just hung up on her.
Oh.
Yeah. That was a powerful hang up.
That's a solid hang up.
And I drove home still very nauseous and very angry, which is a bad combo.
Nope.
And I get home, and I think I took off work the next day because I was puking. I was puking my guts out. I threw up like 4 more times when I got home. It was awful. It broke my streak.
How long did it take for you and Meredith to make up?
Oh, right away, because I had the upper hand. And I forgive a lot easier than her. Like, I forgive so much quicker.
What would you say your record is in fights with Mare?
Oh, like win-loss record?
Yeah.
Oh, let's just say I'm like the Cleveland Browns.
I was about to say.
Not, yeah.
I feel
and what's that?
Way.
Is that wins or losses?
That's bad.
That's not great. Oh,
okay. That's a bad. I'm top of the, just say I'm always checking. Drafting at the top of the order in the NFL draft.
We're in a rebuilding phase.
Is that because you give up? Like you're not putting in
no.
your full? Or is it because she legitimately Ooh. Won the game? Do you
that's
know
actually,
what I mean?
That's actually a good question.
That's a great question.
Kyle, I want to get your answer on this. But I feel like I give in a lot more than I... Like, I give up on arguments that I know I could win, but I just don't want to argue.
Yeah.
So I just give in.
Okay.
Because I just say, arguing is such a waste of time. It's so stupid. Mm-hmm. And like most of the things we argue about are so dumb.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm just like, yeah, just give me...
Yeah. I mean, I feel a lot of times Haley's very justified. And when she brings it up, and then it just, there are times where I feel like I'm like, I could try and I could do my best at trying to win this. And it's like, what's the point?
Yeah.
I think a lot of times Haley is more right than I am wrong. And I just, I feel like I lose mostly because of that. Like I have... Kind of like you with the whole, like, you forgive quickly. I quickly realize, like, oh, that's where I screwed up.
Yeah, you're actually really good at that. He's really good at, like...
Well, yeah, he
almost
is.
Like, almost, he is. Almost too much. Like, sometimes you'll be like, I'm sorry, dude, I screwed up. I shouldn't have done this. And I'm like, I don't even, like, realize it.
Yeah, sometimes it's over little stuff.
Yeah, and I'll be like, dude, I didn't even think twice about that.
But little stuff can build into big stuff.
I wow. know. I've
Who
heard,
said that?
I've heard That's that. I've heard me. That from you a couple of times.
I was going to say Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah, that's actually hanging up on our wall at home. Love that quote from Frosty and Abe Lincoln.
oh, my God.
But, yeah, it's one of those things that it's like when she brings it up and she goes, like, this is what I have an issue with. I go, oh. And, like, there are times where I'll be like, why am I in the wrong? Like, that. Like and I'll try to explain myself. But here's the thing. I just don't think I'm a good person at arguing. It's why I don't like arguing about sports. I don't like arguing about anything. Because I also understand at a certain point, quickly in the argument, if you're going to actually change the person's mind, or if this is just a battle to battle.
Yeah, right.
And there are certain times that I'm like, fine. I like to have more of a conversation than an argument because I get just tired of talking in circles about the same thing. Like, it mainly comes down to, and this is off the couple stuff, but into sports, because that my brother-in-law has these friends that are very passionate about sports. Great. And I love seeing the guys, love chatting with them. But everything turns into a sports argument, even with my brother-in-law sometimes. And then it becomes what do you think? And I'll say my point, and they go, you're wrong.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, I believe it because of the... No, you're wrong. All right, fine, I'm wrong. I really don't care. I just really don't. I'm here to have a conversation. Yeah. If you want to talk about why your side is right and my side, like, we can do that. But as opposed to being like, no, I disagree. I'm right all the time. It's like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't need this.
Is that the same way you are with your wife, Haley, if she's... telling you you're wrong about something?
I mean, I think I am wrong about some more often than not, because in the end, it's not like she's not. The difference between those arguments and talking with Haley, though, is Haley will explain why what I did is wrong or what is going on is not right, as opposed to people just being like, I disagree with you.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, I think he's good because of this. No, he sucks.
Well, and plus Kyle and I
that's
know.
That's why we need a female president.
No, you're not wrong. That's why Kyle and I are like, we know, it's because we know so much about sports and so little about being good husbands.
Yeah, look, I'll break down the entire 2016 Cubs playoff run.
Oh.
But I am not great at doing the dishes consistently.
Do you want the entire roster of the 1994 Penn State Nittany Lions Rose Bowl team? Because I got you covered there.
No, I actually don't.
No? Okay.
Do you want me to break down Illinois' 15-point comeback against Arizona in the 2005 NCAA Tournament Elite Eight at the Allstate Arena? And by the way, 4 minutes or under?
on next week's podcast. Let's do that on next week's podcast.
What about who Vince Carter defeated in the 2000 NBA All-Star Dunk Contest?
It's a good question.
I probably wouldn't even know
the name of who he defeated because I don't even know that name.
What about?
I don't even know that name. Did you just make up that name?
Vince Carter?
Or was that a real name?
No, Vince Carter's real. Oh, Air Canada was his nickname.
You're making that up.
He played for the Toronto Raptors.
Oh, okay. I don't believe anything you say anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, everything you say now, I don't believe.
Would you believe the fact that Cuba Gooding Jr. played college football at the University of Miami? Actor?
Yeah, I know who he is.
Rod Tidwell. Academy Award winner.
Yeah, Rod Tidwell. That's why he was a receiver
in Jerry Maguire.
I think I even heard that before.
Yeah. So you did know that.
I don't know, but I feel like that one could be true.
Okay.
Is that true?
No.
Damn it!
Got her.
See?
Got her.
Shoot!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.